Training Camp Central is powered by Xfinity.
Welcome to Bears Training Camp Report on ChicagoBears.com. I'm Larry Mayer. The Bears concluded their practice Thursday with a goal line drill that featured live tackling.
You know, I think the guys enjoy it. It's a hard thing to practice unless you walk it through, short yardage or goal lines because it's such a tight play. Just over experience, you just learn it. You're better off just going live. You get to see how guys execute. And, you need a little bit of that practice because we don't practice that way all the time. But we enjoy watching it.
The Bears will end their Family Fest practice Saturday at Soldier Field with live tackling as well.
We only do 36 plays. We're going to go 12 plays, three different groups. We don't have a preseason game this week. And, this kind of mirrors it to some degree. It's a little bit of a taste for us to see how they operate under pressure.
In injury news, offensive lineman Michael Ola is expected to miss about a week with a strained knee he suffered in Wednesday's practice. Rookie tackle Teo Fabaluje left practice Thursday for the second straight day due to an asthma attack. And defensive lineman Ego Ferguson was excused for personal reasons. Kyle Long knows that the success of the Bears' offense hinges on the offensive line.
Well, as we go, the offense goes. And we know that, and we need to be on top of our game every day. Because if we're not, then bad things happen with our offense. And it reflects poorly on everybody, quarterback, running back, receivers, coaches, you name it. So if we do our job, a lot easier for everybody else.
The Bears will return to the practice field here in Bourbonnais on Friday and then head up to Soldier Field for a Family Fest practice Saturday. Stick with ChicagoBears.com for complete training camp coverage.